In this world, there is a constant struggle by the living entities to post themselves as the master of other living entities. And this desire of the living entity to become the master of others causes him trouble and causes trouble to others also. Simple example is of Indra. He tried to prove himself to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in order to do that, he had to undergo tremendous struggle. He had to earn the cooperation of the Samvartaka clouds. And he himself pursued troubling the Vajabhasis by boarding the Airavat elephant. But despite his hard struggle, he could not prove himself to be Supreme Controller. He was frustrated in his attempts. And he was defeated. On the other hand, he also gave a lot of trouble for the Vajabhasis also. So that is how the endeavor of the living entity in this world to become the master makes him a slave of others. Or even if one very tactfully avoids becoming slave of others, considering oneself to be very intelligent, then one becomes a slave of one's own senses. That is how the material world is designed. So the jiva, or the living entity, his nature is to be a servant of Krishna, because he is Prakriti. So Prabhupada says sometimes a woman may wear a pant and shirt and look like a man. But that is very artificial, because the moment she opens the mouth, the sound will show up. She is not a man. And her walking and her movements and her ability to tolerate the trouble from others, all these things vary actually. Because the nature of woman is to take shelter of man. Like a girl takes shelter of the father or the husband or the son. And she always seeks protection. To seek protection under shelter is very natural for a woman. And the moment she tries to stand alone independently, she is faced with varieties of troubles from all parts of society. Similarly, the nature of living entity is to always seek shelter. He has to be under some custody or some shelter, either under Krishna's shelter or under Maya's shelter. So it's only a question of what the living entity chooses to be. He has to be in one of the two shelters. So when the living entity tries to become an exploitative master by exhibiting his enjoying mentality, then he is forced to accept Maya's shelter. That's the problem. Just like in another place where I had gone, I was in a morning program, so there was a Guru Puja going on. So devotees were coming in a queue one by one. So one devotee was extending his hand for Charanamrit. So he was being given Charanamrit, but he also brought a small vati also with him for taking more Charanamrit. So there was some small boy who was serving Charanamrit. He was telling, put full vati, Charanamrit. Morning, everyone is given only one spoon. So he was asking for one full vati of Charanamrit. Similarly, another time I saw there was an aarti lamp kept after offering to everyone. So one fellow went there and, you know, he was taking it very devotedly, you know, for a long time he was keeping his hand and moving his hand this way, that way, over the aarti lamp and touching different parts of his body when it was very cold. So he was using the aarti lamp for relieving his cold. Whereas what is aarti? Aarti is actually offered to the Lord to help the devotees see the shining face of the Lord. Aarti is supposed to glorify the Lord. And after offering the aarti to the Lord, everyone is supposed to take it and put it on their head. In order to, we take it and touch our eyes so that our eyes can get the vision to see His beauty. That is the purpose of taking aarti. But if somebody uses the aarti lamp to relieve his cold, touching different parts of the body with aarti. So one can become an exploitator. So do I want to enjoy Krishna or do I want to serve Krishna? That's the question. So when we try to enjoy Krishna, we become servant of Maya. When we try to serve Krishna, then we can be under the shelter of Krishna. See, all these things are connected. So we are Prakriti. For us to see Krishna's shelter and be under his custody is very, very natural. And if we are servant, we will be happy, others will be happy. If we try to become master, we are unhappy, others are unhappy. That is the way the nature of the living entity is. So this is the fundamental point that once Prabhupada was very strongly talking about in one of his visits in Melbourne. So Prabhupada was speaking about these things because of trying to lord over others, only the living entity suffers. And one can continue the same lording over mentality even after coming in the society of devotees. Then one will not be able to appreciate the philosophy and the process of Krishna consciousness by that. So chanting of the holy name has a very strong connection to what I am speaking now. Because the chanting of the holy name should be done in a serving mood, not in an exploiting mood. Because the underlying mood is very vital. It's like a fuel for the vehicle, or it's like the prime mover in chanting. And chanting of the holy name can be made very effective with a proper seva vritti. But then there is bhoga vritti, then the seva bhavana is lost. And in the exploitative mood, one cannot chant the holy name peacefully, properly. One cannot focus on it. And one cannot derive tangible benefits from the holy name. And then one ends up asking, what is the use of this holy name? They are talking so much about it, I don't see any result. The result is not there because the ingredients are missing. The essential ingredients are missing. One of the most vital essential ingredient is this service mood. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble